I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack this thought about sports, faith, and life. Raiders QB Derek Carr recently signed a $125 million extension that makes him the highest paid player in the NFL at $25 million per season. That's a ton of money, but Carr seems to have the right approach to it. He told CBS Sports, "The first thing I'll do is pay my tithe like I have since I was in college. That won't change. I'll do that." He also said, "The exciting thing for me money-wise, honestly, is that this money is going to help a lot of people. I'm very thankful to have it, that it's in our hands, because it's going to help people, not only in this country, but a lot of countries around the world." It's an awesome perspective, but I also know we can easily hear his comments and wonder why anyone should even earn that kind of money, and then also think that he, of course, should use it to help others. But we shouldn't believe that only millionaires and billionaires are required to be givers. Instead of only expecting the wealthy to give because they have plenty of leftovers, we have to embrace our own opportunities to give, no matter how much we have in our bank account. It's not so much about an amount or percentage that we give away, but a response of the heart. By reflecting on God's goodness and faithfulness and the many blessings He's allowed us to enjoy, we can joyfully give back to His work and bless others. The Bible says you must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Today, let's ask God what He wants us to give and where He wants us to give it, and trust in His continued provision. Let's enjoy the freedom and blessing that comes from an open heart and an open wallet. I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack that.
For more faith and sports, visit unpackingit.com.